सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। ॐ चाप्टर् 2 वर्स् नम्बर् 4। अर्जुन उवाच कथं भीष्महमहं सङ्खे द्रोणं च मधुसूदन इषुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि पूजार्हा वरिसूदन Arjuna continuing his confusion, dilemma. How can I fight in this battlefield? Who are all standing in front of me? They are not my enemies. Who are standing in front of me? Bhishma and Drona. My own grandfather Bhishma is standing, and my own guru who taught me this archery, Dronacharya, is standing. Instead of putting garland, how can I put arrows upon them? Katham aham Bhishmam Dronam इशुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि संख्ये संख्ये मीन्स् इन् दिस् बैटल् फील्ड् संख्ये अहं कथम् इशुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि हौ केन् ऐ यूस् द एरोस् इशुभिः न एरोस् बै एरोस् प्रतियोत्स्यामि ऐ केन् फैट् वित् देम् दे आर् आल्रेडी standing opposite to me to fight. So I have to retort. I have to fight in return with them. Pratiyotsyami. I have to use arrows upon them. Katham. How can I use? Because the reason he gives, Pujarhaunar. They are deserved to be worshipped. Pujarhaunar. My grandfather is a revered person who deserves my worship, my love, my affection, my care, my devotion. He deserves that. Even Dronacharya also deserves my respects, my reverence. I have to worship him only. पूजार्हौ द्रोणं भीष्मम् अहं कथम् इषुभिः प्रतियोत्स्यामि हौ केन् ऐ यूस् एरोस् अपान् देम् एण्ड् अर्जुन सेस् अड्रेसिङ्ग् लार्ड् कृष्ण मधुसूदनान् लार्ड् कृष्ण इस् वन् हू डिस्ट्रायिड् द राक्षसा हू ईस् नोन् एस् मधु मधुकैटभास् द टू राक्षसास् Lord Krishna destroyed Madhu Rakshasa, that is why Sudana means destroyer. Madhu Sudana means the destroyer of Madhu Rakshasa. So you are Madhu Sudana, you are destroyer of the Rakshasa. Not only that, the second line he says, Ari Sudana, you are the destroyer of enemies. But you are asking me to fight with my people. Who is my grandfather and who is my teacher? Are they enemies for me? You fought with those enemies, Rakshasas, because they are enemies. But how can I fight? So he is justifying, Arjuna is justifying why I am not interested in fighting. Katham, Sankhe means in this battlefield, how can I use the arrows? If you use arrows, are they going to put like a garland or they are going to hurt them? Once you use the arrows, definitely they will go and hurt them. No arrow can come and give nice, pleasant feeling. No. Once the arrow comes towards a person, it definitely gives hurt. So how can I do? This is Arjuna's mental condition. And further he says, next shloka, Vyasacharya changing the tune, rhythm itself is changing. So Arjuna is feeling too bad. No? Mentally he is feeling so guilt. There is a lot of guilt. Standing in the battlefield, taking arrows itself is a great guilt in Arjuna's mind. So he says further, now let us read fifth shloka.
Guru nahatva hi mahanubhavanam. Shreyo bhoktum bhaiksham api haloke. Hatvartha kamanstu guru nihaivam. Bhunjiya bhogan rudhira pradigdhanam.
In this fifth shloka, Arjuna, coming to his conclusion, it is better to give up this battle and better to give up this Rajyam also. What for I am fighting? For Rajyam, kingdom. Therefore, I am not interested in Rajyam. Hey Krishna, you may think, what am I going to do later? I am going to do Bhikshatanam. I am going to beg my food, For my sake, I will go and beg for food. I don't want this kingdom. Not only that, I think that is better than killing my people. That is better. See, he says here, Mahanubhavan Gurun Hatva. By killing my own people, who are they? Mahanubhavan. Drona is not an ordinary person. Drona is a great warrior and he is having lot of powers. A great Mahanubhava he is. Even Dronacharya is also not an ordinary person. He is also such a great warrior, great person. All are tapasvis. Mahanubhavan, Gurun Hatvan, such a great teacher, by killing such a teacher, instead of that, Gurun Ahatva, you have to take. Gurun Ahatva is there. It is better not to kill my teacher, who is a great person, Mahanubhava. Mahanubhavan Gurun Ahatva, by not killing my teacher, what is better for me? Shreyaha. Shreyaha means what is good for me. Better thing, best thing to do for me is what? Bhoktum bhaiksham api ihaloke. Ihaloke, in this world, bhaiksham bhoktum shreyaha. Better to have food by begging. I can weed poi. I can ask Bhikshandehi, Bhikshandehi, Bhikshandehi. Adi kekarathu better than killing my teacher. Gurun ahatva bhaiksham bhoktum ihaloke means in this life. In this life at present as Arjuna, I feel going outside and begging for food, it is better than killing my teacher. That's what he feels. Here bhaiksha means bhikshanam samuhaha bhaiksham. Bhiksha means asking for food from a householder. From a grihastha, if you ask food, it is called bhiksha. Bhaiksham means if you ask from five, seven houses, it is called bhaiksham. If you take from one house, it is called bhiksha. If you take food from one house, bhikshan dehi, please give me food, and if you ask, it is called bhiksha from one house. Suppose if you ask from five houses and seven houses, more than that the person should not ask. Five or seven houses, that too an odd number only you have to ask. Adella or rules irukku. If you ask from five to seven houses, afterwards you should not ask. Then that is called bhaiksham. Bhikshanam samuhaha bhaiksham. Anni vare patralo. Tanitaniya rice koru patram, vegetable koru patram, sambar koru patram, adella vechik koodadu. எல்லாம் ஒரே துணியில் போட்டுக்கணும். இதுதான் பிக்ஷம் ஒன்று, பிக்ஷாச்சரியம் ஒன்று. ஹூ ஷுட் டேக் பிக்ஷான், ஹூ ஷுட் ஆஸ்க் பிக்ஷான். அக்கார்டிங் டு தர்மசாஸ்திரா, த்ரீ ஆசிரமா பீப்புள் கேன் ஆஸ்க் பிக்ஷா. அக்கார்டிங் டு தர்மசாஸ்திரா, த்ரீ ஆசிரமா பீப்புள் கேன் ஆஸ்க் ஃபார் பிக்ஷா. ஹூ ஆர் தே? என்ன, பிரம்மச்சாரி, an unmarried person who is a person who is studying Veda Adhyayanam, going to a guru and studying Veda, Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Atharvana Veda, and Veda Adhyayanam, whoever doing that, brahmachari is deserved to ask food from a householder, from a householder. So brahmachari can ask you to eat, to ask bhiksha from another's house also, you must have some qualification. You must have some qualification, isn't it? So the brahmachari must have qualification. What qualification? Veda adhyanam qualification. And the Veda adhyanam qualification irundada, he can go and ask for bhiksha. So brahmachari can ask, unmarried Veda Adhyayi, no, we can ask bhiksha. Then which is the second ashrama can ask for bhiksha? No. Vanaprastha. Vanaprastha means a retired person who is not an earning member. He is not earning, he is already old, he cannot do for his sake, so he can ask for bhiksha. A vanaprasthi. Vanaprastha means after settling all the family duties, vanam prati gacchati iti vanaprasthaha. Who has taken up upasana, japa, tapa, dhyanam, bhagavat chintanam. After finishing all my household duties, giving responsibility to my children, then I give up all my household responsibilities, then I can ask bhiksha even in my own family. That person can ask his own daughter-in-law, from his daughter-in-law he can ask bhiksha. Because he has to depend upon those people. He is also allowed because he is old, not earning. So vanaprastha also allowed for taking bhiksha. Either in his family or outside, he is allowed. Then third, fourth ashrama is sannyasa ashrama. That ashrama person also can ask for bhiksha. sannyasi who take kashaya vastram, ashrama sannyasa, his job is only to preach, to learn and to preach the scriptural teaching, propagating the scriptures to the society, not having any other duty at all. Personal duties are not there, personal responsibilities are not there. The whole time and energy is only for the sake of propagation of our scriptures to the public. So such a person is called sannyasi. He is also allowed to take bhiksha. From whom all these three, brahmachari, vanaprastha and grihastha, all of them have to depend upon one ashrama, grihastha ashrama. Brahmachari ashrama, brahmachari. Vanaprastha ashramallo vanaprastha and sannyasa ashramallo irukkira sannyasi. All they can ask from bhiksha, from where and only from one grihastha. They can ask any grihastha, householder and bhikshandehi ani kekalam. Adi swadharmam for brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi. Adi swadharmam, bhiksha kekkiradi swadharmam. Grihasthanikku enna swadharmam? Bhiksha kudukkanu. They have to give bhiksha to a vanaprastha, a brahmachari and a sannyasi. It is swadharma of a grihastha. If they ask for bhiksha, we should not say, no bhiksha, I cannot give any chollakudad. Inna chollapona, we have to invite them, I want to give bhiksha, this is my swadharma. So I have to call them, invite them and I have to give bhiksha for them. This is what our swadharma. So grihastha swadharma is to offer bhiksha. Brahmachari, vanaprastha and sannyasi swadharma is to take bhiksha, to receive bhiksha. Now tell me, Arjuna comes under brahmachari, vanaprastha or sannyasi or grihastha. Arjuna comes under grihastha, mahagrihastha. Suppose if Arjuna decide to take bhiksha, is it swadharma or paradharma? It is paradharma. Lord Krishna is going to say in third chapter, swadharme nidhanam shreyaha paradharmo bhayavahaha. Never drop your own duty, family duties. Swadharme nidhanam. Even you are going to suffer or die also, but in swadharma there is good going to happen to you. If you take paradharma, bhayavahaha, it is a terrible, it is not good for you. Therefore, Arjuna is taking a wrong decision. He is going to take paradharma. Then Arjuna, Lord Krishna has to correct Arjuna. Lord Krishna has to correct Arjuna. But he is not ready to listen. Go on talking, talking, talking. When he is not ready to listen, not giving gap to Lord Krishna, how Krishna can say something to him? There is a nice shloka. When person is interested in listening, only you have to talk. Arjuna is not interested in listening. Arjuna wants to take his own decision and says, this is what I want to do. Not only he says, this is the best shreyaha. What is Shreyas? Vichatanam the Shreyas. Instead of killing my gurus. This is the decision. The shloka says, Vacham Shraddha Sametasya. The person when he is having Shraddha in listening only, you have to say something. Vacham, you have to say something when he is having Shraddha in listening. Vachyam Shraddha Sametasya Prichyatasya Tu Yat Proktam. He has to ask. The other person should ask, am I right? Are you interested in giving any suggestion to me? Some advice can you give? Prichyatasya Yat Proktam. Once he asks your opinion, your advice, if you say something, it is useful. isn't it? See, other person must have interest, shraddha in listening, and he should ask something. Anything if I am doing, we have to ask our elders. Elders in the sense, our elders in the family, who are all informed, mature, elder than us. Nalla experience irukum for them. You have to ask them advice. Please give your advice. What is your suggestion? They say, Vacham Shraddha Sametasya Pruchatasya Tu Yatu Proktam. Avan vandu kekkanum Pruchata. Yatu Proktam. That is meaningful. That is purposeful also. Your words also must have some value. Illiyo? Your words also must have some value when the person is having Shraddha and he asks something, please give me advice. Otherwise, what will happen? Shraddha vihinasya yat proktam. Shraddha vihinasya yat proktam. Shraddha illadavanuk, suppose he is not interested in listening, our advice, our suggestion. Suppose I open my mouth, what will happen? Aranya ruditopamam manar. It is like bewilderness in the forest. Forest kulla poi, I am goan kattinde irundana seddama. Who will listen in the forest? Aranya ruditopamam manar. Nobody is there to listen in the forest. Then if a person is not there, Shraddhavan in front of us, who is not ready to listen, your words are like talking in the forest, in a dry desert, nobody is ready to listen. In our family also, many times, we always try to give suggestions. Either they don't give here, they are there, but they don't hear. No. They don't hear, even they hear also, they hear from this ear and they leave from the ear. That is Shraddha illamal irukkaradu. That's why giving respect to elders, let them speak first. Whether we follow it or not doesn't matter. That is second thing. But always taking second opinion is good. We should not go on our own. You know, sometimes we may be wrong also. Therefore, our elders says, even Pujya Dayananda Swamiji always use one beautiful word. Vriddha Vyavaharaha. Nilla note pannikongo. Vriddha Vyavaharaha. Vriddha Vyavahara means I follow my elders. How they lived, how they followed, how they have conduct themselves by following their elders. That means elders are supposed to be follow tradition, dharma. So our children also naturally follow by seeing the grandparents. So grandfather, grandmother, every day they do anushtanam, suppose. Puja, japam, and reading, chanting, some parayanam, every day they do. Children also will learn. Suppose the grandfather always sitting in front of the cricket match. What is lesson he can teach to grandchildren? A grandfather came to cricket and a mahapaityam. Suppose, I am telling, okay, par now, you can see, but not at the cost of your anushtanam. In your tata, eppome cricket paathinirupanna eppadi irukum? And the kolandhaki enna respect irukum, what respect he can have. Suppose grandmother always want to see serials. Oru serial vidamal. Ella paathinde irundhanna and the grandchild, what a child can learn. So grandmother, grandfather have lot of responsibility, especially when the kith and kin are there at home. Small children are there at home. They learn from by seeing the elders. If parents, grandparents are there at home, that is called Vriddha Vyavahara. If they are not there, at least when I meet in any function, I see elders, how they conduct, how do they know namaskara, how they wish others, how they follow things, how they welcome the guests. The children will see that and learn. So always that is called vriddha vyavahara is very, very important. Grandparents have responsibility. Either mother side or father side, whoever may be. But that is called vriddha means what? Jnana vriddha. Not only vayasu matram vandachi, jnana matram varlana enna prayojana vanna. You have to grow along with your age. எந்த வயசில் எது பண்ண அழகாக இருக்குமோ அது தான் பண்ணணுமே தவிர வயசுக்கான வயசில் போய் எது எதை பண்ணினா அழகாக இருக்காது இல்லையா இல்லையா அதனால் தட் வி ஷுட் நோ வி ஹாவ் டு ப்ரொடெக்ட் அவர் ப்ரிஸ்டேஜ் த ப்ரிஸ்டேஜ் இஸ் வெரி வெரி இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் என்ன ஏஜில் என்ன பண்ணால் எப்போ பண்ணால் எது பண்ணால் நல்லா இருக்கும் பார்க்கணுங்கிற த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் சீயிங் ஆல்சோ இட் மஸ்ட் பி என் சம்டைம்ஸ் அவுட் ஆஃப் ரெஸ்பெக்ட் தே மே நாட் சே அவுட் சைட் சில்ட்ரன் but they feel inside because the TV has got such an attraction if it makes a people to forget all other relations respect honor nothing even you cannot offer a tumbler water also ukkaranda apuram tharena enna serial poi nirukenga andha alavukku namakku nama swadharmangam kuda marakka vikkirade andha programs this is called addiction So this is only a side point I am telling. What am I want to say? Swadharma is very important. Grihastha dharma enna. As a householder, what is my duty? Arjuna has forgotten. In the name of love, attachment towards his guru and grandfather. Your love, care should not make you forget your swadharma. You are a kshatriya, you are a householder, how can you ask for bhiksha? Now he has asked. Here it is better also he says. இது பெட்டர் சொன்னதுக்கப்புறம் கிருஷ்ணா என்ன சொல்ல முடியும் இப்படி நான் பண்ணுறது டெசிஷன் இதுதான் ரைட் சுவாமினி அனு சொன்ன நான் என்ன சொல்ல முடியும் ஓஹோ இது ரைட் என்ன பண்ணு என்ன பண்ணுறது பட் அர்ஜுனா திங்ஸ் தட் ஃபஸ்ட் இட் இஸ் கால்ட் விபர்யயா திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் விபர்யயா Seeing Paradharma as Swadharma, asking for Bhikshatanam is Paradharma. That Paradharma is taking as Swadharma is called Viparyayaha, confusion, delusion. Now that Viparyaya mind of Arjuna slowly going to be converted to Samshayaha. There is a chance for a person to change. Now see the third line. By killing, suppose, what am I going to get? Gurun iha eva hatva. Ahatva vikshatanam is better. Suppose if I kill my guru, gurun iha eva, in this battlefield itself, by killing my guru, gurun hatva iha eva, What am I going to get? Hey Krishna, Artha Kaman. I am going to get sense pleasures, sense objects only I am going to get. Artha Kaman. What Artha? Artha means porul, objects. Kaman means the desired objects. I am going to get lot of wealth, lot of kingdom I am going to get, lot of pleasures I am going to get. Artha Kaman I am going to get. Hey Krishna, what type of Ardha Kaman I am going to get? He says, Rudhira Pradigdhan Bhogan Bhunjiya. I have to enjoy, Bhunjiya means I have to enjoy what type of pleasures? Rudhira Pradigdhan, which are tainted by bloodshed. Which I get every pleasure. When I am nicely sleeping on the nice cot, I remember my guru. I have killed my guru, that's why I got this pleasure. I have killed my grandfather, therefore I have got this palace. It is a gnapangavara. Because of some bloodshed, I get pleasures. Is these pleasures can give happiness to me? Which are smeared with bloodshed? Which are tainted with bloodshed. Out of bloodshed only I am going to get pleasures. Can those pleasures give me happiness? இதை விட என்ன பெட்டர் என்ன, அந்த பிக்ஷாடனம் எனக்கு ஆனந்தமாக இருக்கும். இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் தட் பிக்ஷாடனம் இஸ் பெட்டர்னு. இன்ஸ்டெட் ஆஃப் தீஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் பிக்ஷாடனம் இஸ் பெட்டர்னு. பிகாஸ் தீஸ் பிளஷர்ஸ் ஆர் ஸ்மியர்ட், டெயின்டெட், தே ஆர் ஆல் நாட் கம்மிங் அவுட் ஆஃப் பிளசண்ட் சர்ப்ரைஸ் ஆர் பிளசண்ட் சிச்சுவேஷன். Because of a great tragedy, after a great tragedy take place only, it is going to come to me. Hey Krishna, tell me, you yourself tell me, which one is better now? This is the better than a Shreyaha. Next shlokan, his mind changes. You see, there's a big turning point. We will read the next shloka.
நேத்தமக்கோரீயேமயோஜயூயிஜீவிஷாமஹ தேவஸ்திதாஃ பிரமுகே தார்த்தராஷ்ட்ராஹ
Now this shloka we can take it in three parts. Now he is coming to samshaya. Previous shloka conveys the viparyaya mind of Arjuna. Now, in this shloka, the sixth shloka, Arjuna is coming out of viparyaya state of mind to samshaya state of mind. Samshaya means a doubt. The confusion has gone, now samshaya has come. That means there is a chance for a person to come out of confusion. If you have samshaya, better. Always samshaya is better than viparyaya. Illiyo, doubt is better than wrong confusion. Confused, wrong, deluded decision vida, oor vela na thappu pandrano, am I right? Perhaps I may be wrong. He said previous shloka shreyaha. Final decision. Now in this shloka he says, perhaps I may be wrong. That is the turning point for that following Gita teaching is going to come. This is the turning point shloka. What Arjuna says, first part you can take third and fourth line. Second part is the second line. Third part is the first line. So in that order, if you see the shloka, you can understand. Yan eva hatva na jijivishamaha. Third line. Hey Krishna, yan eva hatva na jijivishamaha. By killing whom we don't want to desire to live at all. By killing those people, we cannot desire even to live. Yaneva hatva, by killing those people, guru nu kolapanni, tata nu kolapanni, anybody love to continue their life? Even they live, can they live happily? You all have to see that Arjuna's position. Namakku edha kadha maadhiri irukke, Arjuna paapam, paavana. Arjuna praise la irundhu nama paakanum. What type of mind papa he is undergoing? Such a tremendous confusion he is facing. Priyam, the life la namakku kuda decision edukkuradhu evlo kashtam. Oru decision edukkuradhukku nama romba kashtapaduvom. Inna life decision making anna epovume kashtam da. That's why we ask others, konja sollunga neenga decision edukonga. Summa kepom anana we don't follow their decision. நம்ம டெசிஷன் நமக்கு ஒன்று இருக்கும் உள்ள இல்லையா, ஜஸ்ட் வி வாண்ட் டு லிசன் அதர்ஸ் டெசிஷன். ஏன்னா அவங்க டெசிஷன் எனியோ நமக்கு பிடிக்காது, நம்ம டெசிஷன் நமக்கு ஒன்று இருக்கும். ஆனால் நான் என்ன சொல்கிறோமோ பார்க்கலாமே அந்த மாதிரி கேட்போம். அது மாதிரி கூட நிறைய பேருக்கு ஒரு சேஃப் சைடுக்காக சம்டைம்ஸ் சம் பீப்புள் என்ன ஆல்வேஸ் வாண்ட் டு டிபெண்ட் அப்பான் அதர்ஸ் டெசிஷன். ஏன்னா எதாவது தப்பாக எடுத்தேன் அவன் மேலே சொல்லி வச்சிடலாம். ஏங்களா நீ தானே சொன்னேன், நீ தானே சொன்னால் இந்த டெசிஷன் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் யூ ஓன் திஸ் இஸ் ஹேஸ் ஹேப்பன்னா. ஸோ ஹீ வாண்ட் டு எஸ்கேப், மேக்கிங் அதர்ஸ் லைக் ஏ என் எஸ்கேப் கோட்டு அது மாதிரி. ஸோ திஸ் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ராங். ஆல்வேஸ் ஒன் இம்பார்ட்டண்ட் பாயிண்ட் வி ஹாவ் டு நோட், வி ஹாவ் டு டேக் டெசிஷன் ஆன் அவர் ஓன் ஃபைனல். யூ கேன் டேக் ஒப்பீனியன், யூ கேன் டேக் அட்வைஸ் ஃப்ரம் அதர்ஸ், யூ கேன் டேக் சஜஷன் ஃப்ரம் அதர்ஸ், பட் டெசிஷன் மேக்கிங் ஈஸ் யுவர் ஓன் ஆல்வேஸ். Even selecting a spouse or selecting a house, a place or anything for that matter, make a decision on your own, take responsibility. Making decision means what? I am taking responsibility. If I take follow decisions taken by others, what I do? My responsibility I skip. I have no responsibility. ஏன் அவன் தானே சொன்ன டெசிஷன். தட் இஸ் நாட் ரைட். தட் இஸ் கால்ட் வீக் மைண்ட். டெசிஷன் யூ ஓன்லி மஸ்ட் டேக், தென் யூ ஸ்டாண்ட் டு ஆஸ் எ ரெஸ்பான்சிபிள் பர்சன். ஐ ஹவ் டேக்கன் டெசிஷன், இதர் ரைட் ஆர் ராங் ஐ டு நாட் நோ. ஆஃப்டர் த ரிசல்ட் கம்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஐ கம் டு நோ. இஃப் இட் இஸ் ரைட் டெசிஷன் ஐ ஆம் ஹாப்பி, ஐ கேன் ஹாப்பிலி வெல்கம் தட். Suppose it's a wrong decision, unpleasant result comes, for that also I am ready to face. Therefore, never ask others decisions making. Ask only suggestions, opinion. நம்ம என்ன பண்ணுவோம், suggestions கேட்க மாட்டோம், opinion அதை விட கேட்க மாட்டோம், அட்வைஸ் என்ன ஆஹா கேட்க மாட்டோம். டெசிஷன் நீ பண்ணி முடிச்சுடப்பா, நீ பண்ண நான் பண்ண ஒன்றுதான், சும்மா சொல்லுவோம். அதுக்கப்புறம் டெசிஷன் பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம் அவனை நம்பி தான் எனக்கு இப்படி ஆகிடுது, அதே தப்பு தான் இல்லையா. டெசிஷன் யாரோ பண்ணதுக்கப்புறம் சி யூ ஓன்லி நோ வாட் யூ வாண்ட்ஸ், யூ ஹாவ் யுவர் ஓன் டேஸ்ட், யூ ஹாவ் யுவர் ஓன் வியூ, யூ ஹாவ் யுவர் ஓன் ஐடியா. தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் மை டெசிஷன், பட் யூ ஹாவ் டு பி ரெடி ஃபார் எனி டைப் ஆஃப் கான்சிக்வென்ஸ். Now let us see what Arjuna is going to, what samshaya Arjuna has got. Yaneva hatva na jijivishamaha, jijivishamaha means jivitum na ichchamaha. We will not desire to even to live by killing whom? Killing whom? We will not desire to live. So what na? Te eva பிரமுகே தார்த்தராஷ்டிராக அவஸ்திதாக, தே ஆர் ஓன்லி ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மீ. தே ஏவ மீன்ஸ் தோஸ் தார்த்தராஷ்டிராஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஆல் கௌரவஸ் இன்க்ளூடிங் துரோண அண்ட் பீஷ்ம. துரோணாச்சாரியா அண்ட் பீஷ்மாச்சாரியா after fighting with them, after removing their chapter only, Arjuna can fight with Duryodhana. As long as Drona Bhishmacharya is there, Arjuna cannot touch even Duryodhana, because they are protecting Duryodhana. Duryodhana is the Raja there. So therefore, they are only standing in front of me. Premukhe means in this battlefield. In front of me, avasthitaha, they are standing in front of me. Teyev avasthitaha, assembled in front of me. By killing whom? We will not desire even to live. They are only standing. And somebody is standing and kill panni kshatriya, edho paravale, pannit polam. But who are standing? By killing whom we will not desire to live. That people are standing. How can I kill? He is asking. Now go to the second line. This is one reason he has given. Okay? By killing whom we will not desire to live. Number one. Reason number one. Reason number two. Yad va jayema yadi va no jayeyuhu. Whether we will conquer them or they will conquer us, we do not know. Adi Krishna ku theriyada enna? He wants to give his own opinions. Yadva jayema, whether we conquer them or yadi or naha jayeyuhu, they will conquer us. Naha means us. Whether they conquer us or we conquer them, we do not know. Yadva jayem edivano jayeho. Then what? Nacha yetad vidmaha katarat gariyaha. I do not know which one is right. Na vidmaha. We do not know. Our Ella, he is including Krishna also. I do not know and then is well. We do not know and then Krishna Kitariada in Yedi Nalla than Krishna Kitarium, Yedi Pandanavan Krishna Kitarium. What is going to happen also Krishna knows. Idella enna blabbering, no? Over talking in Artha. See, he do not know Krishna's stature until now. Who is Krishna? He is not able to recognize. That's why he says, na vidmaha, we do not know. We do not know, as though he knows everything. Madre, Krishna ki even one teach pandra lesson. Parango, we do not know. We do not know, la Krishna included or not? Krishna included. We do not know. What we do not know? Katarat gariyaha. Which one of these two? Katarat means, which one of these two? Etat katarat. Which one of these two, the course of action, which one of these two courses of action? Gariyaha, better, naha, for us. So how to split the sloka, you see. Nachaitad vidmah katarannu gariyaha is there. Nacha etat vidmaha, nachaitad vidmaha. Kataratu naha katarannu anirukku. So how to split? Kataratu naha. So vidmaha is vidhatu, second conjugation parasmipadi. Lat uttam vrusha bahuvachanam. Vidmaha. Gariyaha naha. Sakaranta